Nestling against one another, the corbelled houses in Troyes, with their roofs that look like circumflexes, seem to carry the weight of the years on their shoulders. What am I saying? I mean, the weight of the centuries. Most of these buildings date back to the 15th and 16th centuries. As is the case here in the Vierden district, which is one of the most typical in the city. But although these old ladies may look fragile, made up of pieces of oak and cob, which the flames used to gobble up in the olden days, they've managed to stand up to all these trials, including the test of time. With the gloomy coatings in which they had been covered removed, they are coming back to life, one by one, in all their splendour, decked out in soft colours just as they once were. Because the master carpenters have restored both the pigments of yesteryear and the art of whitewashing. This is why Troyes is having its medieval atmosphere restored, to the delight of both its inhabitants and visitors, who can now stroll around the streets covered in uneven paving stones, and that's their charm. Troyes, the city of a thousand colours. Take a look at the bottoms of the gutters. There are dolphins spitting out water. Look upwards. Underneath the skylights, there are pulleys enjoying a well-earned rest. Look out, on the ends of sculpted beams, there are strange characters watching you, and sometimes laughing right in your face.